Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. AMD announced new chips aimed at the emerging handheld gaming PC market, the Ryzen Z1 and Z1 Extreme. The Z1 Extreme offers 8 Zen 4 cores and 12 RDNA 3 graphics cores with a claimed 8.6 teraflops of graphics performance. The Z1, meanwhile, offers 6 Zen 4 cores and 4 GPU cores with a claimed 2.8 teraflops of performance. AMD says at launch, these chips will be temporarily exclusive to Asus, used in its upcoming ROG Ally handheld PC, which Asus will fully detail at a May 11th launch event. The Financial Times' sources say Microsoft agreed to stop bundling its Teams collaboration app with the rest of its Office suite in an attempt to head off a full-blown antitrust investigation in the European Union. In 2020, Slack filed a complaint with EU regulators asking officials to require Microsoft to sell the two separately. Microsoft is still in talks with regulators, so it's not certain this deal will go through. AT&T and the satellite communications specialist AST SpaceMobile completed the first two-way audio call utilizing satellites using a standard smartphone, specifically an unmodified Samsung Galaxy S22. AT&T aims to use satellites to provide global cellular broadband with speeds up to 5G. Verizon and T-Mobile have also partnered with satellite networks to potentially expand mobile coverage in the future. The EU's Commissioner for Internal Market Thierry Breton named the 19 companies deemed systematically relevant that fall under the regulations of the Bloc's Digital Services Act, or DSA. This includes Google Search, Maps, Shopping, and YouTube, Microsoft's Bing and LinkedIn, Meta's Facebook and Instagram, as well as Amazon, AliExpress, Apple's App Store, TikTok, and Snapchat. The DSA sets rules for audits and transparency around content moderation on these platforms. Breton said a decision on 4 or 5 other companies to be included under DSA regulations will be determined in the next few weeks. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear 2 cases regarding whether elected officials are allowed to block their constituents on social networks. Generally, courts have ruled that if an account is being operated in an official capacity, it cannot block non-harassing or non-threatening accounts. No previous cases, though, have been heard by the Supreme Court. The court also declined to hear an appeal from computer scientist Stephen Thaler against the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The Patent Office has declined to issue patents to an AI system, saying that patents can only be issued to human inventors. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed most of a 2021 lower court ruling that Apple's App Store policies did not violate antitrust law by barring third-party app stores. It upheld a lower court ruling in favor of Epic Games within the scope of California's unfair competition law. Apple changed policies after the first court ruling to allow out-of-app communications, basically letting them admit that there were payment alternatives on the web. It also lets reader apps, things like photo, book, news, and video apps, point users to the web to make payments. Epic Games sued Apple in 2020. Slack began rolling out its Canvas feature after announcing it back in September. This provides a collaborative document that teams can access and edit simultaneously using a collection of existing Slack objects. OnePlus has already announced almost all of the specs for its upcoming OnePlus Pad tablet, and now it's confirmed the price. It starts at $479, with a magnetic keyboard optional for $149 and a stylus for $99. It'll open up for pre-orders on April 28th and ship May 8th. The AI startup Runway launched an iOS app letting users use its Gen 1 generative AI video model directly from a phone. Runway Gen 1 transforms existing videos based on text or media inputs from a user. GM will end production of the Chevy Bolt EV and EUV at the end of 2023. Its Bolt assembly plant in Orion Township, Michigan will shift to electric truck assembly by 2024. Google updated its Authenticator app to support syncing two-factor authentication codes with a Google account, letting users back them up in case a device gets lost or stolen. The update also refreshes the app logo. Spotify reported its monthly active users increased 22% on the year in Q1 to 515 million, while paying subscribers increased 15% to 210 million. For all that, Spotify missed its own revenue projections and posted a €1.16 per share loss in the quarter, which it blamed on a soft ad market. BMW announced its digital car key plus will come to Android devices, starting with select Google Pixel and Samsung Galaxy phones. This will use ultra-wideband and support unlocking the vehicle through the My BMW app. Counterpoint Research reports the global secondary phone market grew 5% on the year in 2022, even as the market in China declined 17% on the year. Apple grew its secondary sales 16% in the year to hold a 49% market share. Meanwhile, Samsung saw its market share in the category fall on the year from 28% in 2021 to 26% in 2022. China plans to land its first astronaut on the moon by 2030. Before that, though, the China National Space Administration plans to use its Chang'e 8 mission to look at what technologies can be used for constructing habitats on the moon, including 3D printing. The mission will launch in 2028 and include a robot to make lunar soil bricks. Chinese state media reported the country wants to start building a lunar base on the moon within the next 5 years. And finally, Xerox announced it donated its Palo Alto Research Center, aka Xerox Park, to the nonprofit research institute SRI International. Founded in 1970, Xerox Park developed many fundamental computing technologies, including Ethernet, laser printing, and the graphical user interface. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.